Jaina tried to pick a route through the mad tangle of dart ships, but it was like trying to avoid drops in a rainstorm. 2 seconds from her launching point, Asaras bounced off her shields and her canopy went black to prevent her from being blinded by the white flash of an exploding rocket. By the time the tinting paled an instant later, 3 Chiss claw craft were coming at Jaina head-on, pouring a steady torrent of cannon bolts in her general direction. She did a half-roll slip, taking 2 hits on her forward shield as she passed through the third fighter's stream of fire, then loosed her first torpedo. Nothing if not well-trained, the Chiss adjusted their aim instantly, targeting on the weapon's origination point. Jaina's forward shields flared into a white wavering wall of heat, and shrieking overload alarms filled the cockpit. She released the second torpedo and jinked hard to port. More Chiss brought their craft to bear, barely grazing her with a blue inferno that was nevertheless enough to bring her shields down with a final warning screech. "Just keep the masking systems up, Sneaky," Jaina ordered her droid. "If those guys get a sensor read on us, we'll really be in trouble." Jaina pushed the stick up and to the left, circling out of the dart ship tangle as quickly as she could and climbing for the stars, where her dark craft would not be silhouetted against Korribu's scintillating rings. "Give me an overall sit rep, Sneaky." The tactical display showed a new vessel had appeared on the far side of the battle, well positioned to prevent the Tot and Jedi from returning to their home nest. It was simultaneously bleeding clawcraft into space and sweeping the area with tractor beams, gathering up dart ships like flit gnats in a net. Victory class Star Destroyer. Jaina turned toward the battle zone and poured on velocity. Where did that come from? Sneaky let out a defensive tweet, then replayed a high-speed version of the last 10 seconds of tactical record. The vessel had simply appeared a few moments ago, after the Jedi had disabled the defoliators. Jaina grew instantly cold and emotionless inside. Cloaked. Had the Star Destroyer been an escort, it would have revealed itself as soon as the nests moved against the defoliators. Instead, it had waited until the Jedi launched their proton torpedoes, betraying both their presence and their general location. It had come for them, using their own subterfuge against them. It had been one of Jag Fell's favorite tactics when they had flown together against the Yuuzhan Vong. Jaina reached out toward the Star Destroyer, searching for his familiar presence, but could not find him among all the beings on the vessel, at least not in the middle of the battle. A burst of dismay swept through the Force. Then a soft growl arose inside Jaina's head. Lobaka was caught in one of the tractor beams. Jaina felt Tessar reaching out to Lobaka, urging him to hold on until he and Jaina could get there. Lobaka thought they were being foolish, that they would only get themselves captured by trying something so risky. The best way to help him was to avoid falling into the Chiss trap themselves. Then a new tractor beam shot out from the Star Destroyer, capturing Tahiri, Jason, and judging by their surprise and anger, Alima and Zek. Jaina cursed at the same time she heard Tessar's irate hiss in her ears. Jaina was close enough to the battle now that she could see the laser cannons flashing inside the whirling cloud of dart ships. 4 waving fingers of darkness marked the areas where the tractor beams were sweeping the Tot out of space, slowly pulling them toward the Star Destroyer. The vessel itself resembled a gray version of the Empire's old Victory-class Star Destroyers, save that it was a little sleeker, longer, and narrower, with a conical hull that gave it a menacing needle-like appearance.